we're dealing with. So there are obviously limitations of an anatomical study. First of all, the presence of those blood vessels doesn't actually imply functional status. The inflow to the small vessels is probably going to be divided during the mastectomy. We don't know whether nipple necrosis happens because of arterial inflow problems or because of venous stasis. There's a small amount of data out there suggesting that the type of reconstruction beneath which the nipple sits, which sits beneath the nipple, has an impact on nipple viability rates. By that I mean if you do a nipple sparing mastectomy and either an LD or a submuscular implant reconstruction, the nipple is sitting on a well vascularized muscle and therefore may be more likely to survive than if it's sitting on the periphery of a slightly tenuous free DEP, for example. And we don't know whether these blood vessels, though they're present, are able to respond to the ischemic conditions that they're immediately placed in.